Sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting wolf having a ball. Troop was all in Washington pool, with guests and spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating, the moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, crack open the can and fill to the top. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, this is your podcast and it's called Hogs and Hogs.
No matter where in the world you're joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is the Haunts and Hops podcast. You know we cover all things paranormal while going ham on scientific brilliance in the form of craft beer from all over the country, thanks to our sponsor, Tavor. Follow us on all social media platforms at Haunts and Hops. Johnny LaQuasto here at Jay Quasto. Let's get to the stars of the show. She's a veteran paranormal investigator, former team member of Ghost Hunters on A&E, a wealth of knowledge, and always has an IPA in her hand. And right now on her head, she has a bright fire red slash pink going to Mad Max's Thunderdome and gonna kick the shit out of everyone hairdo. Find her at Ashley Trobe because she's Ashley Trobe.
You sounded so upset about explaining my hair.
No, I was really excited. Did it come across with anger?
Is it an IPA? It's an IPA. You're right.
As if it was hard to soothsay that one.
I know, yeah. As if that wasn't going to be the possibility.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw it out there that I tried and I thought about it as I bought my beer today. I was just like, you know what? Anastasia and Quasto and Chloe, none of them are going to like this IPA. And then I bought an IPA, so... Love you guys, but also fuck you guys. So,
well, okay, good start. And
just don't fuck me with an IPA.
While Ashley has red hair, this woman is wearing a red turtleneck as if she's a cashier at Target. She is certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, a lifelong connection to the paranormal. And she just had her one woman show, 50 Shades of Mix, which should be showing up on demand anytime very soon. A true triple threat. And she's got an interesting story for us that happened last night during her slumber. She's Anastasia Washington.
Hi. I was trying to look corporate, but Target is kind of corporate. Thank you.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah. Can you get me a deal on trail mix? They have a lot of trail mix there.
No, only those little orange puff balls that come in the giant container. Oh, so you're welcome.
You deal on cliff bars.
Yeah, they last forever. Well, Ashley, before we get into our beer, bring in our special guest.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, fuck. Sorry, Colin is
running amok.
Colin. You hear him? He is a fucking monster. Okay, well, so I'm really excited to bring this talk.
Colin's an always guest.
He's yeah. A monster. I am so excited to bring.
You're nailing it so far.
And then right, three more words.
You got this, Ashley. Three more words.
You got this. I am so excited to bring in my friend Chloe Dykstra, who is fucking.
Is he shooting at pants?
So is Colin. Everybody's like. Yeah. We've been drinking since 2, everybody.
It sounds like he's shooting BB guns in the back. What is he doing?
Everything. Marriage is what brings us together.
Oh, my God. Fucking disaster. Anyway, Chloe, I am so excited to bring on because not only have I done makeup on her and she is a lovely human being and she's a good friend of mine, but she's also into the paranormal, which I did not know recently. Like, I found that out pretty recently, which is really weird because we've known each other for a few years. Mm-hmm. And her and I kind of recently spoke about it because she's been doing a lot of Twitch streams about phasmophobia, and she's been talking a lot about the paranormal, and it kind of brought up this whole like, oh yeah, we have that thing in common. We've known each other for a while, but the paranormal is a whole new thing that we haven't gotten to get into. So I'm pretty excited about this episode because we haven't done this yet.
Welcome, Chloe Dykstra.
Thank you, Chloe. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you, Anastasia. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you for the lovely intro. I'm gonna. I only speak in ASMR tones now,
That's actually we're branding our show as the creepiest ASMR podcast.
It's true.
That would do so good, you guys. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna start it up after this.
We just
started a new podcast.
This is the inception right here tonight. It's happening. It's my ASMR podcast. It's called Phasmophobia.
See,
It's got ASMR in it.
Yeah, the entire time I just do my impression of the guy at the Haunted Mansion waiting room at Disney World. That's all I can do. There's no windows and no doors.
That's pretty good. I think that was, listen, Johnny, you and I, we already got our own show going on. I think we could do it.
I think we're going
to
take
do the,
over.
I'll do the score.
It'll be beautiful.
Yeah. We're
going to take over the internet or whatever. is that what it's called?
I don't think that's what you do on the internet.
Oh.
I think everything goes on the internet from my experience in the past year.
You're right.
What are you drinking? What's everyone beveraging on right now?
Embarrassing.
Beveraging.
Am I starting with me? Should I start? This is really embarrassing, so I'll get it out of the way. I forgot this is called Haunts and Hops. I'm drinking a vodka soda, and I'll tell you why. It's because when I am doing things on camera, if I go 3 beers in, I'm toast. I'm just like, okay, good night, and then I'm no fun anymore. Okay. Vodka soda keeps me sort of alert and alive because it's alcohol and water together.
And potatoes.
And potatoes. Well, it depends. Actually, I'm not sure if Tito's is a. I think
never mind. It's not potatoes.
It might be a corn vodka. Delicious.
Speaking of feeling
delicious, and tortillas.
Getting off beer briefly, but speaking of feel refreshed, have you ever had vodka and unsweetened iced tea? Whoa.
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
it's very good. But here's the thing: is vodka you can put it in everything.
My new thing right now is my nightly drink, which sounds like I'm an alcoholic, but it's just kind of COVID, right? So that's what I do.
No, I think we all get an alcoholic's pass for this year, and then we have to try to slowly climb our way out of it.
So I get a San Pellegrino blood orange soda because it's like orange soda, but it's fancy, right? Mm. And then I put Tito's vodka.
That's amazing. That's what I'm saying. Vodka goes with everything. Stuff that I put it in. Like I usually use LaCroix. That's like my easy go-to is like vodka and LaCroix.
Oh, yeah. That's like my Comic-Con drink because I feel like I'm hydrating.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, that's why I drink. Here's why I used to love wine and that was my go-to, but being in the game industry and having like 40 damn parties to go to after every convention, you got to like find the drink that you're like, oh, I don't feel like hell while I'm drinking this. And that's why I started doing vodka soda on camera. Cause I'm just like, I know this drink and I'm still Chloe. I'm not like sloppy. Like, listen.
I feel like, and this is not my world, but like, I feel like every gaming after party is sponsored by some random ass energy drink. Am I like anywhere?
Oh no, it's true. But nobody there actually. No, some people have Red Bulls. Some people are like, all right, but it's like, yeah, Monster, Red Bull, G Fuel, garbage. G Fuel sponsor me, and I'll take away the garbage label that I just
said. She can be bought, you guys.
Yeah. It's true. I can be bought.
G stands for garbage. It's garbage fuel. It's
garbage fuel.
You could light it on fire.
Yep. No, you probably could.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I'm drinking today.
Ooh. No,
I'm just joking. I'm so garbage.
I feel guilty for not having like a proper beer with me.
Oh no, please stop.
I have about 20 damn types of beer in my kitchen as we speak. It's fine.
Save them for the dogs. It's not a big deal.
I had Corona once on here. Not the disease, the actual beer.
Corona's a good beer though. Like as far as like the, you know, I run to the store beer, Corona can get it.
Although when Anastasia did drink the Corona beer, we did make her quarantine for 14 days. So there was a similarity to that.
Rude.
7 days times two.
So rude.
7 days.
Anastasia, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking something called Black Light.
Oh.
And it's like a trip. Look at this whole.
That's so pretty.
It's so gorgeous. And it's from Block 15 Brewing Company, which I believe is in Oregon. Yes, in Oregon. And it's a black lager. And it's 5.25% alcohol by volume. And it's delicious.
Beautiful.
It's delicious, you guys.
Is that from your Tavor box that was sent to your door?
It is from my Tavor box. And look at my face when I drink it.
Oh, let's see it. Whoa.
Can I say, I get Tavor too. They sent me beer.
What?
That's why I have all these beers. Okay. I drank half of them already. And they're amazing. Yeah. Like, not just, look, I'm not making any money off of this. They're great.
Yeah, no, we're going to post this video just to show our appreciation. We love Tavor.
Yeah, we do.
So much. And, you know, let's just jump into the ad. If you want to get 10 bucks off, use the code HAUNTS10 when you get your first crate of beer with Tavor. We're going to hook you up with $10. That's at least one beer. Toss it back.
It's good stuff.
I have to say that last, so I went to Chloe's house not that long ago. We had a social distance date. Okay. But when I was at her house, I remember looking at the beers and going, do you subscribe to Tavor? And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh,
that's awesome.
That's really weird. Like, because I saw all the beers on her fucking kitchen counter. And I was like,
well, they sent me so many beers. I'm like, I can't, I am just one woman in a pandemic. What do you want
from
me?
You can do it.
I'm trying, you guys. And it's good. They sent me, I told them that you guys are going to hate this. I love the fruity shit. I love like fruity, like oatmeal, blueberry, whatever you want to throw in there that is not expected in a beer. I love it when they put weird. Even if it was like, they were like pickle, I'd be like, yeah, I'm in. Like,
oh,
I just
got
like,
one. I got a pickle one this time.
Wait, really?
Like, yeah, I almost drank it tonight, but then I was like, oh, this kind of seems like.
I would, oh my God. I need to try that. Cause I love just like unexpected flavors in beer. And I told them that and they just sent me like, passion fruit and I'm trying to remember all of the different ones. There's like a strawberries and cream one, and then like they had all these different flavors. It's amazing. Yeah, they were really good.
They really dig into your flavor profile. I was like saisons, stouts, you know.
They're so creative.
That's my flavor profile.
I got a dark cherry cask. I want to say it was a special Firestone. I have to go back and look at my box. I haven't unboxed it yet, but yeah, we love Tavor. Ashley, speaking of Tavor, what do you have?
It's Voodoo Ranger. I am drinking a Voodoo Ranger Juicy IPA. Lord, who would ever fucking figure that out? It's okay. It's pretty strong. It's New Belgium, obviously. I don't care for it, but you know, my mouth.
Okay.
Fair enough. It's a good name, Voodoo Ranger, but
it is a good name.
That's a cool name. That's a D&D character.
I hope you all approve of this name. And this is a brewery that I love. They're actually from Goleta, California. I was just out, you know, visiting family for the past couple of weeks. I have the Awesome Possum IPA.
I literally am pulling up a window right now so I can go pick some of this up if I can find it.
This is from Drotsman. And it's great. What I love about Drotsman is they're a really small operation. Like, my brother is legit friends with them. And so anytime I could promote them or Third Window, which are right in Santa Barbara, I do it. And this, their Awesome Possum is one of the best IPAs you might
and
ever
it's
have.
It's so cute. Really,
I got to, I got to try this.
It's awesome.
Amazing.
It clocks in at 7.3%. It's an IPA and it's just incredible. So anything from Drotsman, high quality, very good, Tavor.
Anastasia will love it.
Mm-hmm. I think you would. I think even you would.
I always say that, and then I try it, and then it's real gross.
Okay, well,
IPA, I like, I mean, okay, what do you not like about IPAs?
Everything. It's everything.
Too strong?
It's something like that, like, it's like a bitterness that slaps my tongue and my face and my body, and I don't like it. It's like cilantro, where, like, people shove cleaner in my mouth, and I'm like, stop shoving cleaner in my mouth. I don't want it.
I wonder if that genetic thing is related.
They are two different genetic mutations that are, it's two different ones, and I have them both.
That's really interesting.
I'm so wrong on so many levels, you guys.
But you're kind of like a canary in a coal mine. You're like, listen.
Yeah.
I taste IPA.
I was at Golden Road and they had these like huge pretzels and I was like eating it and I was like, there's something wrong with this mustard. The mustard's wrong. There's something wrong. I was like, what's wrong with this mustard? And they're like, oh, it's our IPA mustard. I was like, mm-mm. Yellow. Yellow.
Yellow mustard.
Grape poupon.
Oh, I thought we were talking about, like, the BDSM yellow, like yellow. Red. Get rid of it. Get it out of here.
And I can confirm, my grandfather was a coal miner. That canary hated IPAs. So you are right.
See? Yeah. I'm also very scared of birds. So this is not working out for me.
Well, you know what? Great segue. Let's talk about this shit. You know what? Okay. I'm hitting the music for Supernatural Scoop now, okay. And then we're going to talk about a couple of things. So here it is, Supernatural Scoop, yay. Okay, we're going to do two things. But first, birds, go.
Okay. Did you know, you guys, that birds aren't real?
Tell. Tell us, please.
Birds are not real because.
First off, can I just say with your Bill Gates turtleneck or your Steve Jobs turtleneck, it just sounds more professional.
They're interchangeable, really.
Thank you.
I forgot I got Instacart.
That's right. I'm leaving all this in. This is perfect.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
It's real life. And we're back, Anastasia. So birds aren't real. Do tell.
They aren't. They used to be real. But the CIA assassinated John F. Kennedy after he refused to kill and replace billions of birds with drones. So they killed him, and then they replaced all birds with drones.
This sounds plausible.
Mm-hmm. So every single bird in the world is just spying on you for the CIA.
I mean, the CIA Kennedy thing sounds very, very plausible. I've seen birds up close, and they're look dinosaurs. Like birds.
Oh.
Yeah.
But how would you know if they're such good robots? You know what I mean? Because we've had...
It's true.
We've had, like, you know, really realistic-looking robots.
Wait.
This is such a weird one. I really can't get behind this conspiracy theory. There's so many ones. I'm like, yeah, this might have some sort of legs somewhere. There's no legs on this one.
Well, there is a huge following.
There's wings on it.
There's people that are, you know, they have signs that say birds aren't real, pigeons are liars. Like, this is all over the internet. And listen, it was brought up to me because I have a bird phobia, and it was supposed to make me feel better, but it made me feel worse.
So, okay.
Well, you know what's interesting is I have a friend who has a bird phobia as well. Terrified of birds. Like, terrified of birds.
They're scary.
Wow. It's such a unique phobia to have. Like, I thought
they're very scary.
Yeah.
I mean,
big birds. Big look. I'm going to talk.
I'm not Big Bird. He's fine. Big Bird is fine.
I have a phobia of vomit. That's like my big all time phobia. Like, sure. That's the big. So I get it. Like, there's some these things where it's like completely. But it's just interesting that it's birds, because it's like they're not even. They're not even like around though. They're not like hanging out.
Yeah.
trying to get with you. They're just like
I was not scared of birds until I met my roommates, and my roommates are great. But
she's a bird.
No, my roommate has a parakeet or cockatiel. I don't fucking know what they are. Mm-hmm. She's so scared. The bird is so scary that, like, I'll open my door and she'll just attack my face. And it is the scariest thing in the world. And now
they're horrible.
Well, okay, we know birds don't hang out. But when I was in Colombia working a cruise a couple of years ago, we got off the boat and we're walking around like kind of a touristy area, and a random adorable bird just lands on my shoulder. Did not leave my shoulder for like 8 minutes. I'm walking around with this thing. People are asking me if it's my pet bird. I'm like, no, this thing just landed on my shoulder and loves me. And it was awesome.
No, he was getting information on you.
Maybe he was a drone.
He was a drone. You're not okay. It's never going to be okay.
Question. Do you think
I have too many dogs? I'm so sorry. You're good.
It's all good. Question. Do you feel like you're terrified of birds because of the uncanny valley?
No.
Okay.
I'm terrified of birds.
I'm terrified of birds. I don't know where that came from. I'm terrified of birds because they're little tiny dinosaurs, and because they peck people. And one attacked me at Comic-Con. And I know, Melissa, if you're listening, you're going to say it didn't attack me. But it did, and none of you protected me. I'm just going to tell you.
What kind of bird was it?
It was a seagull, and it was a massive adult seagull. They will say that it is a baby seagull. It was not. Okay? Mm-hmm. It wasn't. It was a big-ass seagull, and it came for me.
Okay. Well, I'm scared of birds, too, only because my roommates have the scariest birds in the room.
Sounds like it. But see, that's not my most abnormal phobia, so, you know.
Can I ask what your most abnormal phobia is?
Okay, I will tell you one of my most abnormal. The other one I can't say out loud because I'll totally vomit on the screen.
Oh, my.
So, and then that'll trigger me. So.
And then it'll trigger you, and we just don't want to do that. Like
Let's go.
Cotton balls.
Ew, don't know.
See? It's bad. It's bad.
Anastasia, that's because...
I get it, but it's interesting.
I won't say it.
I once went to a hotel, and there was a whole bowl full of cotton balls, and I was like, are you trying to kill me?
Well,
are you trying?
It's the I don't even want to say anything because I don't want to upset you. It's this, right? It's that thing. Where you squish it?
No.
I mean, they could be helpful for medicinal purposes, though. You know, alcohol.
No. Exactly. No. What happens if you get a wound and they need to put cotton under a bandage?
Hopefully, I'm dying and I won't notice.
She lets it bleed out.
She's going to die.
Anastasia's really into bloodletting. I don't know if you know that.
I am. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that makes sense. It checks out.
She's my favorite witch.
So, in summary, this was a real article. Right?
Yes. There's multiple articles if you would like to look at. Birds are not real. This is a conspiracy theory that I personally do not believe in, but it is.
You had a face full of bird. You've seen it up close. You felt
I've seen it.
So they all think they're robots. That's the whole thing.
That they're checking up on us, that they're like little tiny big brother.
So they're saying maybe a percentage of birds, not all birds, but a good percentage of birds are robots with cameras.
Yes,
from
the larger birds.
It's very larger. You know what? Legitimate. I could call that a legitimate thing. If there's a large bird, yeah, I could see that potentially happening in terms of what is practically possible. Well, yes, it's possible. Number one, and number two, the government's done some way shittier things to check up on us, right? Like if they put a bird in a drone in a bird costume, I'm not going to be like, wow. Didn't see that happening. Like, I can see it.
What was that episode of Black Mirror where they made the bees?
The bees. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That. And when I watched that episode, I remember thinking, like, oh, yeah, that's real. Like,
and it could happen. There's no, like,
in a negative way, I was like, oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
But I'm not sure that the CIA did kill John F. Kennedy.
No. No, that's not.
Yeah.
Not for that purpose. I think when we start finding threads to other places, I think that's where. And also, again, I don't believe that the birds up there are drones. I think that the government could just use drones and not, they don't give a shit. They're not going to go to the lengths of disguising the birds as birds. But
about this, though. If birds are indeed drones, how much would it suck to be that poor sap in the CIA that has to, like, his responsibility is to watch the bird drone footage. That's all he does all the time. It's like the poor guy.
They totally already have cameras everywhere.
Oh, it's like the poor guy who has to edit the idiots on Big Brother. You know, he has to sit there and watch them all day. Oh, they're in the hot tub. Now they're drunk out of the hot tub. Oh, back in the hot tub.
Now they're having sex. Now they're in the hot tub.
Well, I just realized how much of a conspiracy theorist I just said saying there's cameras everywhere. There isn't in the UK. They've got that whole like cameras everywhere, which is a huge problem for
CCTV video.
The CCTV. Yeah, exactly.
They're always like, check the CCTV video for this. Who murdered this person?
Yep.
Evil. That's how British people sound.
Like Transylvanian.
Like Akbar.
Count Chocula.
Hire me today for a voiceover.
Yeah. Everyone knows Count Chocula is British. Duh.
Yep. Duh.
You know? Right. So here's part two of the Supernatural Scoop. And this involves a sleep app. It's a story of someone on Reddit. But I always found the sleep apps interesting. I never downloaded a sleep app because of something like this possibly happening. So here's the story. I'm looking for a paranormal expert. I use a sleep cycle app when my iPhone updated. The app recorded more than just snores. The first night, I had a terrible nightmare. One of those where you are frozen and you can't get the word help out. In the morning, I saw a recording labeled talking on my app. I played it, and you could definitely hear an eerie voice say something to me, and then I start trying to yell. I downloaded a denoise app and was able to hear the voice more clearly, and it said, quote, "You like me."
Ooh,
you can tell I'm trying to yell, uh-huh, as in, no, I don't. Then he moans, mm-hmm, and I tell again. This person, I don't think English is their first language, whatever.
Well, is there audio attached to this?
On this article, there is, supposedly. I didn't get a chance to download it. I probably should have. I'm terrible. She's not done yet. She says, the next night I saw talking on my app again, and two sound like a conversation between the same eerie voice and another, or maybe others, and in one he sounds really angry. So while you guys are discussing it, I will find this.
I'm looking this up. He sounds very unpleasant.
Here's
the interesting thing to me is that on Reddit, there's a big story. Like, there's a whole thing about the sleep app, which I've put on, and it's fine. You just, like, when I listen, I just hear me go, as I roll over. That's it. That's the whole thing. Nothing exciting. It's actually a little disappointing. I'm like, I kind of want to hear me speak in tongues or something cool, but it's not, it's never that. But there was a post a while back where there was a woman who posted the audio on the paranormal subreddit, or it was either Ghost or something. I'm not subscribed to all of them, but she posted the audio. I know you mentioned her. We will soon. She posted the audio, and it was, you could hear a male voice. And it turned out that she had very likely been robbed in the night. It wasn't a paranormal experience. Whoa. It was somebody breaking into her house. You can hear him going through her drawers, and then you can hear him leave. And I wish I could find the I could probably find the link if I looked, but it was like a big thing on Reddit. Like, it sort of was a big Reddit blow up. So there's, you know, there's always the other explanation, which actually sometimes is much more terrifying. Right, where it feels like more likely that you actually are going to be injured by the thing that's in the room with you.
So what are your thoughts overall on something like a sleep app? I don't see why it couldn't pick up EVPs, right? It's a lot like a regular voice recorder.
Yeah, for sure. It could. It definitely could. But, you know, there's a lot going on with it. So, you know, it's a whole different conversation. I have to hear what was picked up and blah, 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 blah.
Well, the thing that I find interesting about these days is that we have all these new apps now that exist to show us things in other rooms that we are not present in. So, like, I remember when I first got my Nest camera in my living room and I got my first notification, it was a weird feeling of like, oh, it's picking up emotion and I'm not in that room. And when I woke up the first night after having the Nest camera and there was notification saying there'd been movement in my living room, I went, ooh, this is it. This is it. I got ghosts. It's flash. It's like headlights going, you know, back and forth in front of the window and stuff, or it's a moth or whatever. But you have this moment of, you realize there's like stuff happening in a room, all these rooms that you are not currently existing in. And now we have apps that let us know about the things that we're not aware of when, you know, like the sleep app, right? All things that we would sleep through normally.
I hate that I'm laughing. I'm so sorry because I love you so much. But all I could think about is when you were on your fucking rollerblades and fell off your rollerblades.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a short story. I was taking a photo of myself on roller skates and I stood up and I fell off the roller skates and I fell on my ass and I broke my butt.
Oh, but no.
We're all good. Everybody's here.
It's
we're fine.
Right in
I'm
half.
No longer right in half. I am no longer sitting on the specialized cushion that I purchased for sitting. But the camera's there. It's always watching. And like, so then we start picking up stuff that we normally wouldn't have previously picked up because this is a whole new kind of situation, new technology.
What paranormal investigators had, right,
with their cameras, we now all have in our houses.
Well, apparitions have been picked up on, like, home security cameras.
Yeah.
That have been hard to refute because they're just looking outside, and all of a sudden there's one I saw that was amazing. It is a full-on apparition of a dude just walking down the street in front of the house. and then he just kind of disappears into nothingness.
Oh.
It's
really
incredible. Do you know what I'm most afraid of is, like, I have a backup camera on my car, and at night I'm always scared that, like, something's just gonna go boop. And I'm gonna be like,
the way it's lit too, because everything in the foreground is like bright, and you're like, oh, it looks like a horror movie. Yeah, the whole thing looks like a horror movie.
No, I'm afraid of it. But yeah. But only because I would be shocked, you know, like, I'm okay with, like, weird stuff happening in my house, but when I'm driving, that freaks me out. I don't wanna, you know, something.
One of my biggest, yeah,
totally.
I guess I'll say fears is, you know, you hear those stories about the random roads that have resident spirits and ghosts and everything.
Oh!
And, you know, you're driving at 2 a.m. and you just see this thing walk out in front of you, and you just basically hit the goddamn thing, and it's not a person. That's.
I hate that.
I had a creepy thing happen to me in a car once. Well, not that thing, but another thing that happened to me in a car once. I was driving and I stopped the stoplight, and then this girl came out of the bushes and she knocked on my window, and I was like, what do I do? So I, like, cracked it open a little bit. I was like, yeah. And she's like, hey, can I have a ride?
Oh, no.
And I was like, no. And so then I rolled it up, and she just stood there until the light changed. And I was like,
Asia, can we not talk about the time that I shut up at your car? That's embarrassing.
I have to let it out.
Embarrassing to me.
It's funny because I love driving, and I like driving alone because I like to listen to music or podcasts. I'm like, all right, this is my little time. I remember I was driving back from my aunt's place. She lives in Ojai. And the main road wasn't accessible. So, I can't remember. It was like, it was faster to leave because it was the fourth or whatever. But there was another road out, and it's a bit of a longer drive, but it was faster considering the circumstances. And it's through like hills and like lots of trees, and there's no lights whatsoever. And I didn't even think about it, but it's like 5 minutes into it, I go, oh no, I hate this. I totally hate this.
That's Ojai in general, but yes.
I started driving like this all the way through. I'm just holding my breath going, gonna get out of here. It's good. And you don't even think about that. But like when you're out there, it's spooky.
Deserted drives. I had one. I remember I did a really shitty comedy club in Fort Wayne, and I had to drive overnight from Fort Wayne to Chicago. So it's about a 4-hour drive.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really cold. I want to say it was February, actually. And there's a stretch from Fort Wayne to Chicago. I don't know where the hell it is. There is nothing for a long time. I was waiting to be abducted. It was so eerie and silent and dark, and there was nothing. I'm like, this is it. This is where they beat me up, and I wake up and don't know what happened.
I would have so many bad things that can happen.
So like many. But the one I'm really scared of is people. So
yeah. No, that's what I mean. Like, your car can just die, and then you're at the mercy of whatever. Like, if you sleep on the side, I'm not gonna go.
You're at the mercy of white people.
You're at the mercy of white men.
100%.
Sorry, guys.
I'm thinking of like white serial killers. Hey. And like, because all you get is these people driving by, and you're like, well, I either and then oh god, I just
once again, this allows me to segue into my weekly apology for white males. We are the worst. I recognize that, and I'm trying to make it better.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Donnie. I really appreciate that. Really, I accept.
I'm just saying, if I get murdered by a serial killer, I'm going to haunt that serial killer for the rest of their life. So just don't do it.
But we also love you, Quasto.
We love you.
Thank you.
You're a good one.
You're one of the good ones.
Historically, there aren't many
so
of us.
So far that we know of.
Yeah, there aren't many. Yeah, exactly. Well, let's get into Phasmophobia. I'm intrigued because I have never played this game. I've watched a couple of videos, and it seems like a really cool ghost hunting experience, I guess. Is that a way to say it?
Yeah, I mean, okay. So the thing is, having been on a like proper ghost, only one real proper ghost hunt. Like, I used to go explore buildings, but it was not like I had EMF readers and stuff. I just was like, is that a ghost? So this has it's in beta. It's like, or I think it's
it's not even in beta yet. It's really, yeah, it's pretty, it's still a little janky, but it's mostly, it's pretty, it's definitely playable. It's super fun. People love it. Yeah. But basically it's a quote unquote realistic simulator of ghost hunting, except for you can die in it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's realistic up until you die. But it's, essentially, you go in with a team of three other ghost hunters. You've got the tools that, you know, we would potentially use, like an EMF reader. You've got like a motion sensor, an infrared motion sensor. You've got like video cameras, like regular picture cameras. You have stuff like crucifixes and candles. But what you do is you have to go in based off of the evidence, determine what type of ghost is it. Ghost it is. Like you'd have a wraith, a mare, poltergeist, like demon, you know, and that obviously is not necessarily realistic either, depending on what you believe. But
yeah,
it's really fun. You have to go. So like, for instance, one, a demon, and this is not correct, but a demon might have like ghost writing. You have to have fingerprints with a UV light. You might have to have, you know, EMF or so like this. We have the spirit box, which is just as horrible in the game as it is in real life. It's just horrible. But you talk into the microphone, right? When you're playing the game, you go, where are you? And it might say next or close, right? And it'll tell you where it is. Or if you say their name, they might get pissed off and start flickering the lights. Oh. They all have different names. So it's really fun. It's a really cleverly designed game.
Yeah.
I actually have a list of all the types of ghosts in the game. We got spirit, we got wraith, phantom, poltergeist, banshee, djinn, mare, revenant, yep, shade, demon, yurei, and oni.
Yes, yeah. So they have all these different types, and then they it's just all a combination of the different types of evidence, and they all have different traits as well. So like a mare would flicker lights on and off. Demons might have a higher rate of kill. Yurei might have yurei will decrease your sanity, or yurei, I'm not entirely sure how you pronounce it, but it will decrease your sanity much faster so that you get higher rate of attacks from that particular ghost. It's really fun. Like there, what I mean by like, there is a suspension of disbelief, or suspension of belief, I should say. No, disbelief. Sorry. Suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm a drink and happen. You're it's suspended. Been a long day. It is suspended. Whatever it is that you're thinking, it's suspended.
Sure.
But there, so when the ghost does attack, what happens is your flashlight starts flickering on and off, and you have to go find a corner, and you cannot speak, because if you say anything or if you make any noise, the ghost can find you, which is the coolest part of the game. So you have to sit there and be quiet. And like, the ghosts are obviously very kind of goofy looking. We're in the beginning, it's the beginning of stages of this game. And
they're very shadow people.
But you're like, it's like the sound design is so perfect and like subtle. And then you'll hear the footsteps getting closer if it's coming for you. It's really cool. It's a really fun game.
And I'm assuming it's interactive to where you can actually speak with someone else that's playing at the same time. Is that
very interactive. I would like to say my roommate right there loves to play it, and so I hear her playing it at night, and sometimes all I hear is her screaming because of the game that she is playing and what's happening. So very interactive, very AI, very all of it.
Are there a lot of jump scares, would you say?
Depends on your definition of jump scare. Like you'll hear a kind of noise and you'll be like, oh shit. And then sometimes the door will close. Like some of them, you know, a door will close and you'll hear breathing and then it'll show up in front of you. But it's not like a jump scare in the strictest sense where you know, like you'll be watching something and it jumps. It doesn't do that. There's none of that. Which I appreciate, because I think jump scares are lazy and bad.
It is lazy. And I think there's some really creepy, I like horror-based games anyway. Like Silent Hill is my jam and all that.
Oh, I heard that is really terrifying.
That's the scariest stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the slow burn.
It's this pyramid creepy head. The hunt in the Phasmophobia is the scariest. I love it, because you just have to sit there and you'll be walking around hunting or like looking for clues, and everybody's flashlights start flickering and no one says a word. We just all start going for a corner. Like, everyone's like, did you put the spirit box? Okay, the spirit box. And it's just silent, like trying to find a corner and hide and don't make any said movements. And my favorite is when you're like, if you play this game enough, you get really used to the clue, like the cues of what's going on. So you'll be all with your teammates in different corners and it'll be silent and dark. You can't see anything and you'll just hear click. And you know somebody thinks they're about to die because they just got a photo of the ghost in their or you'll hear, oh, dang. And then that's like, oh, there goes Carrie. They're dead now. Okay. It's really fun. It's fun and funny and scary. It's like, it's everything that you kind of want out of a game like that. So.
And could any one of those 12 ghosts essentially kill you, or is it only certain?
All of them. All of them kill you.
Shit.
Yeah. But you, I mean, like, it depends on the level, like how difficult it is and how good you are at playing. I haven't been killed in quite a while. Actually, I think I had one death at the high school.
Dang, Brad girl.
What's that?
It said Brad girl. Shit.
She's the ultimate Pac-Man character. What?
I definitely died playing this game a lot.
Okay.
You just have to, well, the trick is to just know. I also don't like dying in this game. So I'm not exactly the one who's going to like hang out behind.
I've been running for a living and I still die during this game.
like if you're alone and you're probably going to die. If you're alone in this and doing all of the ghost hunting stuff yourself, then you're probably going to die. Sometimes you have to leave somebody behind and they get sacrificed.
That's me 2020.
Got
it. If you're alone, you're going to die. Yeah. All right.
Anastasia, I'll be pretty excited to know, you know, Chloe mentioned all the different pieces of equipment you can use. You can also Ouija board it up.
Yeah, you can. If you find a Ouija board, you can ask the questions and it tells you stuff. Like it starts, the little planchette starts moving and says things to you.
I love a Ouija. Not for legitimate science reasons, just because I'm obsessed.
At one point, I should tell you about the ghost hunt that I did that was inspired by the movie Ouija.
What do you mean one point? You mean right now.
Yeah. Please.
Do you want to hear about it?
Yes.
Yeah. Your Instacart already showed up. We're good.
I know. Okay. All right. I'll see how I can condense this. So I used to work at a place called Machinima.
Sure.
And the Ouija movies needed, they decided that they were going to do a live stream. They're like, all right, we're going to hire somebody to do a live stream of like 24-hour haunted house situation. So Anastasia, you must know then of the demon Zozo.
Yes.
Yes. So this is this is where the demon was inspired. That's where this all started, was this one house in Oklahoma. Wow. And the guy Darren, who discovered Zozo, was doing this 24-hour live stream. So he brought my buddy Brandon and I out, and also my friend Steven, who was a little bit more in the shadows, is like, I don't want to be part of this, I'll just be here. They brought us out, and oh boy, was this house the worst.
Meaning it as in terrifying and active?
That's the problem. It was essentially what it was like a meth house, right? It was a haunted house, but in a different way. So they set up a Ouija board down in the basement of this house. To give you an idea, basically, we showed up and they said, is there anything you're not comfortable with, Chloe? And I said, absolutely. Do not leave me in a room alone. I don't want it. Like, I don't want to be in a dark room alone. I just don't. That was the first thing they did, is they threw me in a closet, closed the door, and went downstairs and left me alone in the closet with a camera and asked. I hated it. It was so awful. And then eventually, after like the first 5 minutes of just heightened fear, I just started being like, okay, I don't know what to do with this now. So I just started saying like, you know, are you dog or cat person? Like that was my go-to.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what are you gonna, I'm alone. What,
was this for the first movie? Was it for the first Ouija movie?
I think it was the second one. And it was the people who did it weren't associated with the Ouija movies. They'd hired other people to run the hunt and the 24-hour stream. So the people, I don't think there was anybody actually from Ouija.
Because I worked the first movie's PR day, and they had board nerds, which is a
the last place is Black Dahlia had a drink. They had a giant Ouija board for us, and then we went on a hunt through Hollywood, and then had like the descendant of Milton Bradley.
That sounds amazing, by the way.
It was so cool.
In a different, not ghost hunty kind of way.
Well, they try to make it like, because then they had they had her there, like talking to her great, you know, her great grandfather, and then like talking about the history of like why it became a board game, and it was really interesting.
That's fun. That's
it's fun. It's not as ghosty as being locked in a closet of a meth lab, but you know,
there are two genres of ghost hunting.
Yeah.
Right. And I think everybody who's been through this in any sort of capacity understands the difference between like ghost hunting kind of stuff versus like, we got to make this look good.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, sorry, go ahead.
No, we all know that's a common theme with ghost hunting shows, but I'm like you as far as, you know, when you're scared and you're in there, are you a dog or a cat person? That's how I am at Halloween Horror Nights. Like I remember the last time I went was 2016 and all the goddamn zombies would not leave me alone. And so like every house I'm going through, my eyes are closed. I'm tugged onto someone in front of me and I'm just yelling out, "So who are you voting for?" the entire time. And it just gets me through that bullshit.
See, I curse unless I'm on camera and they tell me I can't curse. And then I start talking about pastries. I just yell pastry, like different, like donut. Your mom is the son of a biscuit. Because I know I can't curse on camera. I did that with a Bye Bye Man. They made the Bye Bye Man was a horror movie and they locked us in this
They locked
us in this escape room where they had him like climbing through crawl spaces and we were climbing through crawl spaces. And I was like, "You're such a donut. I hate donuts and croissants." And I felt so bad because I don't hate donuts or croissants. I don't.
Right.
I'm not good with that kind of stuff. When it comes to we were shooting a Halloween Horror Night, an episode of a dating show that I made at Halloween Horror Nights. And we have like all of the equipment. I just sort of like stood behind the dolly while people were rolling it, like looking professional, get that guy. He's terrified right now.
That's me.
But I point at other people so they don't screw with me. Yeah. I don't want it.
Smart.
I know how to put the fake face on and be like, "Oh yeah, I'm not scared. That guy is."
It's called
acting. Like I turn and be like, "Oh, are you okay?" And then this guy comes up with a chainsaw. Anyway, hey, no arguing right now.
I just went to like a really cheesy, horror nights in Florida on Halloween because Florida has no rules. And so I went with the lady that I'm dating and, you know, she's not even from this country. She's from the Middle East. And I'm thinking she's going to struggle with these wacky ass haunted things. No, she's romping through it, laughing her ass off. And I am just barely stumbling through with my eyes closed. I'm having all these fake ghosts going, "Why are your eyes closed?" I'm like, "What do you think?"
We are in a similar. I had my ex-boyfriend who's like now one of my best friends in the world. His name is Rob. He got kicked out of Universal Studios because I shouldn't be laughing at this. Everybody's okay, but he did punch somebody in the face.
Hold on a second. Yo, I wonder if I was – did it happen at the Walking Dead?
It might have.
So get this would be the weirdest – now, I'm sure this is the only time this has happened at Halloween Horror Nights, but one of the years, whichever one had the Walking Dead, we're doing the whole Walking Dead maze or whatever. At one point, it pauses for 10 minutes, and we're in the one room where, like, zombies are hanging from a flatbed and stuff like that. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, everything just stopped. Someone ahead of us got startled and punched one of the zombies in the face.
Here's the thing though. That happens pretty frequently.
All right. So what? Okay.
Because there's a scare reaction. Like for me, it's like to laugh and like grab somebody and hold on to them and just go limp. Otherwise, just like my whole body goes limp and then like, just drag me to the end. But certain people just go.
Yeah. I have that.
Yeah, the startle reaction. I think that people know what they're getting into and they probably sign a ton of waivers when they start doing that, scare acting.
And we know LA is like.
They break a lot of bones. They do. Yeah.
We know what LA is like. It's like, hey, a job's a job. Sometimes you got to take it.
Yeah. No, that's true. It is true. And also a lot of people who do the scare acting, they love it. Like that's their whole, they love their little like sadistic in a fun way where they're like, all right, let's see how I get, you have to love messing with people. You have to be like a little bit of a troll to take that job, to seek that job out. You know, it's, those listings aren't just like all over the place. You got to go find them, you know?
I have a friend who did the, he was a slider at Knott's Scary Farm for a number of years. Every year he was a slider, which I don't know if it's like, I guess one of the scary people that slide out. And then finally one year he's like, yeah, not going to do it anymore. My knees. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. My knees.
My knees.
Well, Chloe, tell everyone where they can find you. And thank you so much for being part of our show. Like, it's, this is a blast just talking about, we veered a lot of directions. We did a lot of, a lot of zigging.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I feel like there's so much we haven't even really like delved into yet. So, but I really appreciate you having me on. And I'm sorry about the dog chaos previously.
We love it.
You guys are lovely. I really appreciate it.
It wouldn't be one of our episodes without an animal fighting its owner. So it's perfectly fine.
Oh yeah, I know. There's always, there's animals, you know? Yeah, so thank you so much for having me on. But yeah, I play Phasmophobia. I don't know. Did you tell me to plug? Am I losing my mind? Did you tell me to plug my thing, or am I making this up?
Yeah. Please,
did? Okay. Okay.
Plug your girl.
So I mean, I'm just on Twitch, really. Like, there's not really a whole lot to plug. I'm on Twitch. I'm on there on Tuesdays and Fridays. I play a lot of Phasmophobia, and other ghosty kind of games. So you should check it out. I'm just Skydart. That's Skydart. I forgot how to spell my own name for a second. We're all good.
Question: when you're playing Phasmophobia on Twitch, and obviously you have a lot of people watching, and you can communicate with them, does that like ease the anxiety of a ghost hunting game, knowing that you're kind of not really in a room by yourself? Because to me, that would actually ease my tension.
It does. Like, just the same way that like being on the 24-hour stream was kind of like, it's nice to know that I had a camera in there, even though it wasn't necessary. I knew that somebody was watching, right? I'm like, so if I died, it's going to be witnessed. But like on the game, it's nice to have that there just so I can, like, sometimes when we're in a hunt and I'm freaked out, like, the bit is like, chat tries to make me laugh to see if they can get me to make a noise so I'll die. But yeah, I mean, like, that's, so it's nice. Yeah, it's definitely, it definitely eases the tension. Maybe I should try one where I just turn the chat off and see what happens. I don't know if I'd like that very much.
I mean, do you get scared by that game though? Cause I hear my roommate sometimes at night.
Yeah.
She screams.
Wow.
Screams. Full scream at night, and I'm like, okay, well, she obviously was frightened by this thing. Like, do you have that happen?
Oh yeah, for sure. I definitely have those moments. Like, we have a headphone warning in the title. So
wow. Okay, and Ash, you have it. Anastasia, do you have the game?
I don't.
Okay, I was gonna say,
I would love to play it. We should all play it together.
I know. I kind of want to do that now.
Well, when I come back out for the holidays, maybe the two of us can go to Ashley's house, and then we can stream with you somehow. I don't know how these things work, but I'm like the fun dad of this group with video.
I can help you if you guys want to, you know, I would love to help you guys set it up. We can all play. It'd be really fun.
Cool.
Yeah, you fucking nerds.
Teach us.
Yeah. I'd be happy to.
All right. Anastasia, tell people about you.
Well, I'm 5'9¾". Oh, no. Okay. You can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV on YouTube, if you're nasty and if you're not. And my one woman show, 50 Shades of Mix, is coming on demand. I don't know when, but I'll let you know. I don't know. Right. Okay.
Right. Is that the wolf dog behind you right now?
What are you talking about? She's just a regular dog.
Oh, no. I mean, she's adorable. She's...
Thank you. I'm trying to keep her quiet because she wants dinner. We're having a little bit of a late dinner. So
she looks,
I don't
so
want her to.
Wise.
You know? Yeah, let's go with wise.
Ashley Trobe.
Chloe, you know, the first time I got bit by mosquitoes was at your house.
I'm glad that I was there for your first time.
That was my first time, Chloe. No. You can find me at Ashley Trobe at everything. And you can also find me at Colin Knock It the Fuck Off. Because he's just fucking things up.
That would be a good handle.
Colin Knock It the Fuck Off? Yeah.
Yeah, he's being really bad. So... Yeah, find me there or there or there. Quasto, where can I find you?
Well, right now you can find Colin right behind you at the top of the goddamn ceiling because he just climbed up on something.
That's Todd.
Colin, oh, it's Todd. Oh, sorry. Hi, Todd.
Todd's good boy.
Todd's a good boy. All right. We are at Haunts and Ops on all social media platforms. And of course, if you have a paranormal experience or story you want to share with us, it's simple. Call us 818-660-6191. That's 818-660-6191. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. And of course, at Tavor, download the app, start building your creative beer, use the code HAUNTS10, get yourself a $10 discount on us. And I am at Jay Quasto on all social media platforms. Really exciting stuff. I can't really say. It's involving a comedy special by someone, and eventually it's going to come to the earth. And that sounds weird. Anyways, it's going to be a thing.
I love it.
Aliens.
Yes, it's an alien-themed show. And I'm actually going to disappear at the end of it. It'll be perfect. Yay. Anyways, let's all say goodbye. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.